Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's go to Oklahoma now, where an alternative to incarceration is raising red flags about how offenders are treated and who profits. Christian Alcoholics and Addicts in Recovery, or CARE, it's one of a handful of programs in Oklahoma that claims to give addicts work experience and addiction treatment instead of time behind bars. But the Oklahoma ACLU says that these organizations are really unpaid labor camps, and some participants agree.
And you find out real quick, you're going to go to work, you're going to work hard, you're going to work hard for at least 40 hours, you know, 40 hours a week for the rest of the year you're here.
That was Aaron Snyder, a former CARE participant. Snyder was interviewed by Reveal reporters Amy Julia Harris and Shoshana Walter. According to Harris, many of the men who entered the uncertified CARE program didn't get what they agreed to with a judge.
We talked to a lot of people who went to the program saying that they were expecting it to be a rehab facility where they were going to get addiction help and treatment. But when they get there, they found out very quickly that it is mainly a work camp. And every day is spent working at chicken processing plants owned by Simmons Foods, which is a major poultry company that makes chicken that goes to Walmart, KFC, and Popeyes. And men in the program work full-time slaughtering and gutting chickens for free. Chicken processing plants have some of the highest rates of injury of any workplaces in the country. And men were getting grueling injuries in the CARE program where their hands were getting gnarled from hanging chickens along a line for hours and hours each day. Many men in the program got their hands caught in machines. They were maimed on the job. And hanging over their head in all of this was the threat of prison because they were sent there from diversion courts, where their stay at the rehab center was in lieu of incarceration. So if they were not working, they couldn't stay in the program and could risk being incarcerated.
I mean, has anybody at the program said to these men that are there, hey, all of this work for free is part of your recovery?
Yeah, what they say is that the work pays for the recovery program. So the idea of the program is that it was a self-supporting, quote-unquote, free program where people would be sent there by the criminal justice system and would have to work in order to pay for food, lodging, and occasional meetings with counselors and AA meetings and support groups.
I mean, the idea of working for free when you're in the criminal justice program isn't a new one. We've heard those old tropes about being in prison and making license plates or breaking rocks. For the state, ostensibly for the taxpayer, for the public interest, repaying your debt to society. This is a private company, though, benefiting directly from the labor of these men who are trying to avoid prison.
Yeah, it's a little different than prison programs as well, because many of the men who are sent to this program have not yet been convicted of crimes. These are pre-conviction diversion programs where people were supposed to be getting rehab and treatment help for really serious addictions, heroin addictions, opiate addictions, meth addictions. And the CARE program is interesting also because it had its ties from the very beginning went to chicken company executives. CARE was started in 2007 by executives from Simmons Foods who were having trouble filling their overnight shifts at the chicken processing plants. And they also wanted to help alcoholics and addicts. So they came up with this idea of a rehab program that would be self-supporting where men from the criminal justice system would work for free in the chicken plants, and all of their paychecks would go to the rehab program to provide food and other services.
What have the people at Simmons said in response to your reporting and in response to several of the lawsuits that have been filed against them?
They said that they partnered with the CARE program because they wanted to give alcoholics and addicts a chance. They said that they do not rely on the program, that basically they are providing a benefit to the community by employing these men.
And the state of Oklahoma, what do they say about this arrangement?
Tulsa's drug court, which sends the vast majority of people to the CARE program, said that they have stopped sending defendants to the program as they do their own internal investigation. And different lawmakers and people at various levels of government have launched their own investigations looking into the program.
Amy Julia Harris, reporter with Reveal, thank you so much.
Thank you.